Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. And today is an icy Saturday morning, January 30th, and I'm here from 10 a.m. until noon. I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America, that show that directly precedes Positively Unconstitutional. And thank you, Darren. As always, you do a tremendous job of keeping us up to speed, especially where it concerns Agenda 21 and the communists who have hijacked the environmental movement. Darren knows people need to go out and educate themselves about how the government steals and how this environmental movement is specifically designed to steal from each and every one of us, not only in terms of cash and money, but also in terms of, you know, your work and so forth. I want to apologize. One of my listeners last week, don't remember his complete name, but he sent me an email, asked for the links to the Jerry Kirk's information, and his name was Bob or Bobby. I think he'll know who I'm talking about when he hears this. Anyhow, his email went into my spam filter, and I told the computer to restore it to the inbox. And when I did that, it went to Computer Neverland. And I have no idea where it's gotten to. So Bob or Bobby, whatever. Again, I think you know who I'm talking about. I don't want to say your full name on the air. But just drop me another email to phil.posderek@yahoo.com, and we'll get that information sent out to you. Again, I apologize. I inadvertently deleted your email. And again, your name, Bob or Bobby. So send me another email. Also, I'd like to invite everybody to stay tuned for the Todd McGreevy in Common Sense Revisited, starting at noon after our show. He's the upcoming show. And let's get on to our show today. Our show is called, or my show is called today, The Confusion of Conflicting Laws and Fraudulent Concealment. And with that said, I'd like to give a big shout out to our next governor, Deborah Medina, who won an enormous victory yesterday in the Texas governor's debate. And I tell you, this lady is talking about liberty and the Constitution, two of my favorite subjects. During the debate last night, if you didn't happen to watch, she basically said that we should eliminate the state income tax, which we can all thank our current governor, Perry, for making sure that we have something that is akin to an income tax. It's not exactly an income tax, but as Deborah Medina pointed out, the all these taxes are a drag on the economy. They're a drag on business. It costs business more and more money to comply with all these conflicting laws and their fraudulent concealments therein. And I heard her say, and I agree, that we need to get rid of property taxes in Texas. And if you do those two things, basically what happens is that you give people the fruits of their labor, and they're incentivized to work harder. And if you reduce property taxes, then what happens is that rents go down. And so it makes it a more attractive place for people who are looking for opportunity to move to Texas. And, of course, if you convert, this added income into a consumption tax, then you'll see what happens to the economy. It'll be very, very good. Yep. Go ahead.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And yes, I was just giving a shout out to Deborah Medina, who I'm hoping will be the next governor of the state of Texas. And she did a terrific job in the debate last night. Two of her major points was we need to get rid of this franchise tax or state income tax or whatever you want to call it. And we also need to get rid of the property taxes. And I thought she did a good job, but I thought she could have done a little better job explaining how this will impact, you know, Texas. And, of course, if rents here are lower because there's less property taxes, more people will move here. And, you know, these additional people will create new jobs. They'll come here. They'll invest because they'll know they'll be able to keep the fruits of their labors. This is an incentive to work harder. And we know when government gets out of the way and we reduce the size of government that the economy functions better. And she did a great job of pointing out, you know, during the debate that all taxes are a drag on the economy. You know, when you have more regulations that you have to fill out more paperwork, it costs the business owner more money. And finally, it gets so complex because of the confusion of conflicting laws and the fraudulent concealments that are the basis of our system right now. I'm telling you, you know, I'm confused, but she's not. And then they ask questions. Of course, she was asked about gay marriage, and she explains very, you know, simply that she's going to follow the Constitution. And the Constitution says that this is not, you know, the place for the federal government. These things have been reserved for the state and for the people. And as she duly pointed out, you know, there's been plenty of polls, and, you know, the majority of people in the state of Texas have overwhelmingly said that, you know, marriage should be defined as a man and a woman, and they voted no to gay marriage. So she's going to, you know, hopefully, I would wish that, you know, all our elected officials would do the same thing, that when an issue like this comes up, you ask the people what they want. And then you follow what they say. You don't come out and say, crisis, crisis, you know, we got to do this TARP. you know, we got to bail out the banks. What do you people think? And then 99% of the people say, no, don't do that. And then they say, well, we're going to do it anyhow because you're too stupid to know what to do. And we got to tell you what to do. Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous. And this brings me to my next point. You know, we watched Barack Obama the other night in the State of the Union address, and he clearly said, people have asked us to solve the problems of health care. You know, I mean, this is a bald-faced lie. Who's asking him to solve these problems? All we're asking him to do is get out of the way. I mean, it seems ridiculous to me that they can make an argument that, and this has to do with the Supreme Court now, because, you know, the Supreme Court has established in 1803, in the case of Marbury versus Madison, that the Supreme Court interprets the law. And, of course, the way to break down the Constitution is to interpret it and interpret and interpret it when the Constitution is clear. You know, simple things like freedom of speech. I mean, that's clear. You can say what you want to say when you want to say it. And then they come in with these conflicting laws, you know, the Patriot Act and Homeland Security Act, you know, effectively take away your right to freedom of speech. But the Constitution tells us it's the supreme law of the land. These laws can have no force and effect. So, again, which is it? I'm confused. You know, do we live in a republic? Do we live in a democracy? Are we in the throes of bankruptcy, as according to, you know, many people, James Traficant? Are we working under the, you know, War Powers Act? You know, has the, you know, balance of power been, you know, totally eroded? Are we owned by the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the United Nations? I mean, they're the receivers of the bankruptcy, according to James Traficant, you know, who is a congressman from my home state of Ohio. You know, there's just so many questions. You know, back to the Medina debate, you know, they asked Perry, you know, about roads, and he let it slip, his plan to privatize the roads. Yeah, he wants to lend this money out from the TARP to the federal government to these foreign contractors who can come in and buy up the roads because, of course, you know, the state can't afford to fix the roads. You know, he's made sure to bankrupt the state. You know, he's $17 billion deficit coming into the end of his term. You know, he came in with a $10 billion deficit. He pretended to cut costs. He's added 50,000 new government jobs. And here we are, same old story. This is what I like to refer to as, you know, how to catch wild hogs. And if you want to know how to catch wild hogs, you just go out and you find a path where they, you know, move around regularly. And you go out there and you put some corn. Well, if you want to catch people, in the case of government, then you make them a promise, something for nothing. Then, you know, in the case of the hogs, again, you seed that trail with corn every day, and they learn to go there and eat that corn. Then slowly and methodically, you build a fence, you build a cage around where the corn is until they get comfortable, until they're willing to go inside the cage and eat the corn. And then it's just a matter of slamming the door on them. And now all the hogs are in the cage, and they run around for a little while, and then they realize they're trapped. There's nothing they can do. And this is exactly what your government's been doing to you for the last 80 years or so, since the Council on Foreign Relations was created back in the early 20s. And they've orchestrated, you know, they're the power behind the scenes that have orchestrated this thing. It's morphed into a whole different world. I mean, everywhere I turn, I see a different arm, a different limb of the conspiracy to, you know, just destroy our freedoms and you know, replace it with a police state. You know, I'm just beside myself. I want to read you a couple things here about the Supreme Court. And this is an article by Robert Levy. It's called, Has the Supreme Court Eroded Our Freedom? And the power of our highest court occupies center stage in the Dirty Dozen. How 12 Supreme Court cases radically expanded government and eroded freedom by Robert Levy and William Miller. It's out now in paperback. Levy, chairman of the Cato Institute, and Miller, president and general counsel of the Institute for Justice worry that the Supreme Court has led the country away from a vision of the Constitution established by the Founding Fathers. Boy, is that an understatement or what? And here's, you know, just a couple of the issues. You know, look at mandatory health insurance. In a case from 1942 called Wickard v. Filburn, which paved the way for the noxious notion that Congress, under the guise of regulating interstate commerce, can punish the failure to purchase a product, health insurance, for which there is no legal interstate market. Of course, if Congress can mandate the purchase of health insurance, why not the purchase of exercise equipment or a new fuel-efficient car? The individual mandate would extend the dominion of the federal government to virtually all manner of human conduct, including non-conduct, by establishing a police power that is nowhere authorized in the Constitution. Geez, do you think that makes a difference? Absolutely incredible. Do you think our founding fathers foresaw that, you know, the Supreme Court would interpret the law in this way? Now, let's quit being politically correct, and let's say, you know, what hasn't been said about health care, and that is there's 1,300 health insurers in the United States, but there's only six allowed to practice in California, and you cannot buy across state lines, so there is no interstate market, as they so validly pointed out here. So the government really can't regulate it. And, of course, you can't regulate non-actions. This is nonsense. But, of course, they're doing it in other countries. And if you think that the you know these examples of making you purchase exercise equipment are ridiculous, then I can always point to my example of Japan, who you know is measuring waistlines. 50 million waistlines are being measured in corporate Japan. And if you're an average Japanese person and your waistline is over 33.5 inches, then you're considered to be morbidly obese or Mogabu. And if you're Mogabu, then you have to go into a, you know, relearning of how to eat. You have to get your waist down under 33.5. And if you fail to do that, then they can basically, you know, tell you what you can and can't eat. You know, of course, we all know in China, only one baby. So, you know, how's that for tyranny? You know, it's all headed this way. And always, you know, the apparatus is the same. You know, the state steals your checkbook. The state spends all your money. And then you are given the bill. And, of course, the more money they spend, the more dependent you become. And the more money they control, the more power they have. And that's how the system is set up. It's absolutely incredible. Another Supreme Court case here on home foreclosures. And, of course, the Constitution says no state shall pass any law impairing the obligation of contracts. I mean, is that not clear? But, of course, in the case of Home Building and Loan Association versus Blaisdell in 1934, the Supreme Court upheld a Minnesota statute that, now see if this sounds familiar, postponed mortgage payments for financially troubled homeowners. Never mind the contract. We're now seeing a replay as creditors are forced to waive foreclosure on subprime mortgages, even if there was no fraud in the bargaining process. Again, there you have it. More and more intrusion into your daily lives. The government can now overthrow contracts that are legally signed, and of course the government can impose contracts without any notice. We got to go back to break here. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Every day.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And today's show, Confusion of Conflicting Laws and Fraudulent Concealment. And we're talking about the Supreme Court and Supreme Court cases. And of course, you know, who can forget the latest Supreme Court ruling of, any corporation from anywhere can, donate any amount of money at all to, any campaign. And, today we've got the Supreme Court ruling has spurred a corporation to run for Congress, and I want you to listen to this mock political ad. Go ahead and key that up.
It's a new day. Till now, corporations influence politics with high-paid lobbyists and backroom deals. However, as much as corporate interests gave to politicians, we could never be absolutely sure they would do our bidding. But today, thanks to an enlightened Supreme Court, corporations now have all the rights the Founding Fathers meant for us. It's our democracy. We bought it, we paid for it, and we're going to keep it. That's why Murray Hill Incorporated is taking democracy's next step, running for Congress. The way we see it, corporate America has been the driving force behind Congress for years, but now it's time we got behind the wheel ourselves. Murray Hill Incorporated will bring enlightened self-interest and corporate accounting to government to put business first. It is a vision for the future we can all be proud of. Now that democracy is truly for sale, Murray Hill Incorporated is offering top dollar. Vote Murray Hill Incorporated for Congress for the best democracy money can buy.
I'm Eric Hensel, designated human for Murray Hill Incorporated. We approve this message.
That's my idea of humor. Are you confused yet? Yeah, basically the Supreme Court says that democracy is for sale here in the U.S. Any corporation can give any amount they want because, of course, hey, they're a person, just like you're a person as defined by the IRS code. I mean, this is absolutely frightening that you can be compelled to be a corporation. And, of course, you know, the big corporations can, you know, they have all the money. They have all the cartels that have been given by their purchased elected officials. And, you know, here's where we sit. So they can come in and they can impair your contract and home foreclosures. Oh, let's go to bailouts. Let's see what they have to say about that. In a series of Supreme Court cases culminating with the case of Whitman versus American Trucking Associations in 2001, the court ignored the Constitution's very first sentence after the preamble, which says, all legislative powers shall be vested in a Congress. And for decades, Congress has delegated more and more lawmaking power to unelected bureaucrats and 300-plus executive departments and administrative agencies. And that is how Treasury Secretaries Henry Paulson and Timothy Geithner were able to bail out the banks, automobile companies, and insurance companies. You know, basically they were making up the rules as they went along without input from Congress or recourse by the voters. And then, of course, we have the other Supreme Court cases on eminent domain. And the infamous 2005 ruling in Kelo versus the City of New London, where it was allowed that private homes to be condemned by government so the property could be transferred to other private parties for economic development. And the justification was not highways or traditional public uses, but rather the illusory promise of a higher tax base and more jobs. You can see nobody's home is safe from the government bulldozer when local planners can run roughshod over the most isolated and vulnerable members of society. The list could go on and on, whether it's political speech, economic liberties, property rights, racial preferences. The Supreme Court has behaved in a manner that would have mystified and outraged our founding fathers. The federal government is now immersed in matters ranging from public schools to welfare, retirement, medical care, family planning, and even aid to the arts, none of which can be found among Congress's enumerated power. It's time for the court to bind the legislative and executive branches with the chains of the Constitution. My goodness, those are words well said. You know, medical care and family planning. These are the questions that came up for Kay Bailout Hutchison last night in the debate. You know, she was asked again about her stand on abortion. And she again made the case that she would not overturn Roe versus Wade because this would create a prohibition on state-paid-for abortions. And she said that, you know, they've, you know, placed all these restrictions and, you know, it's a pretty good system that we have right now, but if that we would overturn, to think for just a minute that we could overturn murder in the state of Texas, in the United States, state paid for murder, no less. I mean, it's beyond me. You call it what you want, abortion. I mean, this is murder. You know, you're killing a life. And, you know, why not, again, you know, leave these things to the free market? And Deborah Medina made a great point that if we want to fix the healthcare system, then instead of regulating more, what we need to do is we need to let the free market operate. Yes, we need to regulate it, but we need to have competition. I'm telling you, it's just, I'm beside myself. We've got to go back to break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the confusion of conflicting laws and fraudulent concealment. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and today's show, Confusion of Conflicting Laws and Fraudulent Concealment. And just before the break, I was talking about Kay Bailout Hutchison and the question of abortion that she was asked again in last night's debate. And, you know, she wants no prohibition on abortion, no prohibition on murder of unborn children. But she's all for more, you know, border guards, and she wants to beef up the, you know, the border. And, of course, she's all for a prohibition on marijuana, which I was told yesterday is the world's number one cash crop. And, of course, it has thousands of uses that threaten the oil companies and the coal companies and the chemical companies, you know, the paper producers. Could much more effectively use it. Anyhow, you know, it's just, I mean, how can you ignore and how can you prohibit one of the most versatile plants in the world? Grows like a weed, makes the ground better. You know, there's just, it's beyond me that someone can advocate a prohibition of something. Did we learn nothing from the prohibition of alcohol in the 1920s? And the gang warfare that it created and the murders that it created and the instability that created. I mean, look what's happening in Mexico. Exactly the same situation. If you want to, you know, settle things down there, make it a legitimate business. You know, it's the largest cash crop. But why don't they? Well, the Feds, you know, they have a big pocketbook there. This thing is tremendously profitable. All the people they get to prosecute and all the money that they've accumulated by selling this. And, of course, prices would plummet. You know, the stuff grows everywhere. It's good, you know, and you could take it out in the fields that are depleted and it would, you know, replenish the earth. Just incredible to me, you know, where these people's, you know, heads are. Again, Kay Bailout, you know, she's all for more intrusions in your life, less freedom in your life. And, of course, she wants to deport, you know, those illegal aliens who are criminals. She don't want to deport all of them, just the criminals, just the ones that cause violent crime. I mean, my goodness, where are these people's heads at? You know, I want to go back to the statement I made earlier about Barack Obama. And he said in his speech, and of course, you know, I get all my news from the Jon Stewart Show, all my television news. That's, you know, the only place I get news on TV. It's the only place that I can trust. And I enjoyed Jon's characterization of the, you know, of the State of the Union. He said, you know, he's got this incredible ability to divide. Obama does. Obumble, as I like to call him, even in his own party. I mean, you know, they have a super majority, but they can't pass any laws. And boy, am I happy about that. My comment about have we asked them to solve the problem of health care? Well, I don't think we've asked them to. You know, let's just open up the free market. Let the 1,300, you know, people tailor plans to what people need and sell them to people need. And yes, they have to sell plans. You know, none of this, you know, pre-existing condition. Anyhow, I'm going to take callers coming up here in just a few minutes. I wanted to say that, again, Jon Stewart characterized the State of the Union as, well, first, he F-U'd the Republicans. And then he said F-U to the Democrats. And then he basically went and said F-U to the Supreme Court. And you know, he's a typical narcissist. You know, he blames everybody but himself. You know, oh, this all was there before I got there. George Bush did all this. You know, George Bush had a $500 billion deficit. But isn't his deficit going to be $1.75 trillion? Isn't that three times the $500 billion deficit that Bush had? Isn't he doubling the economic base? Isn't he doubling the amount of money that's out there? I mean, this is going to cause inflation, massive inflation, if not hyperinflation. And you can look at all this as communitarianism. You know, last week, my guest, Jerry Kirk, he shows that he understands that government is force. And, you know, they've tried and tried and tried to, you know, force us to do all kinds of things. They've stolen your rights. You know, these communitarians, they're working, you know, from the very municipal levels of government. You know, they've got a municipal league out there in every state. And, you know, these municipal leagues send their facilitators to the, you know, local city hall meetings. And they have their meeting before the public meeting. They have their back room meeting. And, of course, they generate a consensus. And the consensus is always that, well, if we take away some of your rights, it would be better for everyone. And, you know, Kay Bailey Hutchison demonstrates this logic in her cop-out on abortion. Well, it will be better for everyone if we just leave it the way it is, Roe versus Wade, and, you know, that we legalize this murder of unborn children. And it's absolutely incredible. Let's take our first caller here and see what people out there are thinking about. We've got Greg in Florida. Greg, what's your question? What's your comment?
Hello?
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I just walked outside real quick, and I was hoping I wouldn't miss you. Listen, I was listening to your program. You know, Obama, I'm here in St. Petersburg, Florida, Pinellas County, where Terry Schiavo was starved to death, where our governor, Chris, lives. But Obama came to Tampa here the other day, and we were out there just making our voice to be heard concerning the issues that he's, you know, just destroying our country. But you know, I try to think of signs that would cause the news and other people to take notice. So I wrote up this sign and says, Obama, do you believe it's okay to molest children like Governor Chris? Now, when I put that sign up, first thing, the news came over there and they started taking pictures of the sign. And I have on the bottom of it, rescuemykids.com. And the people, it's, you know, we have to get creative to stir people's attention to the corruption that's going on. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with, you're talking about the, like here in the state of Florida, we don't have any right to a trial by jury when they come in and take your children from you, DCF. And we've got like 630 little children missing in the state of Florida that Department of Children Families have come in and taken from their parents. And in our county where our governor lives, like the prosecutor, he's got allegations of child molestation. The city councilman, John Bryant, was raping a little girl at 8 years old for 10 years. Then he got two more little girls from the sheriff, our Sheriff Coates of Pinellas County, who said he retired in 1999. He's getting $10,000 on his retirement, plus his $170,000 a year. U.S. Today had an article this past week on Florida. We got 9,000 state employees double-dipping to the sums of billions of dollars. We have Ruth, Charlie Chris's birthday cake costed $52,000 just for his birthday cake, who was put on by the Florida Bar, who was over the Florida Bar, this Ruth, Scott Ruthstein, who just got caught for this billion-dollar Ponzi scheme. And what we have is we have a major problem with corruption, and the people we've elected in office think they're above the law, they can do whatever they want. It's just corruption. That's just
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, and this is communism. That, you know, they've learned from the communists, or actually, our Federal Reserve has been experimenting on Russia for, you know, the last 60 years, of, you know, how to totally enslave the people with these economic crisis and this, you know, boom and bust in the business world. But also, you know, again, what I was just talking about, this communitarian, this local municipal league that's out there. And I mean, Maurice Strong, who was the senior advisor to Kofi Annan, the UN, United Nations Secretary General, mm-hmm. you know, and, all this goes back to Agenda 21 and the Rio Summit back in 1992, where Maurice Strong made the statement, isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilization collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? And I think that statement says it all, that, you know, our entire government, from the Supreme Court to the Congress to the president himself, and of course, they're not really in control anymore. The country is bankrupt. The receivers of the country are who? Well, the Secretary of Treasury is a governor of the International Monetary Fund. And, of course, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the United Nations are the receivers of the bankrupt corporation of the United States of America. And so what you have, again, this is about fraudulent concealment. It's been concealed from the American people that, you know, we're no longer a sovereign nation. We're being run by the International Monetary Fund, who sets our foreign policy. We're being run by the United Nations and the president in a, you know, under the War Powers Act. And, you know, the United Nations and the president declare war. We don't need the Congress to declare war anymore.
Well, you know what I found so amazing is when I came out with my sign, this young girl comes up and she says, if you're going to stand here with this sign, you've got to get over here in this free speech zone. Now, there's police officers all over, SWAT teams on top of the buildings. These guys are in helmets, all dressed in black. And, I mean, it's just the place is loaded with this stuff. And so what happens is I told her, I said, free speech zone, what are you talking about? I said, is this not a public sidewalk? And she said, well, but this has been a designated area for people who come out to protest, and you have to get over here in this gated area right over here. And I said, no, that's not going to happen. And so what happens, but the officers, not one officer came up and said anything to me, but they send out this, they've got these young girls, going out here trying to tell everybody, you've got to get over here, like they're law enforcement. And what it is, they're using the young people, the dumbing down of the young people in America, because they've divided our families. Now they're teachers on the television in the public school or the government school, and they've dumbed down our youth. And so we've got a system now where I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen next. If you just watch the website rescuemykids.com and look what they're doing to families and children for federal grant money in the state of Florida, they're wiping out our families. Dividing up the husbands and the wives, and they're coming and stealing the kids. And it's just, it's just really sad that our country has allowed this to happen and get to such a proportion that it's at. Where it, I mean,
and you're absolutely right. I mean, look at, well, look at the laws about marriage. You know, most people don't understand that when you get married, you don't marry your spouse. You marry the state, your spouse marries the state. That way, when you go to get divorced, you got to go ask the state for the divorce because you're married to the state. You're not married to your spouse. I mean, everything they've made legal, but nothing is lawful anymore. I mean, it just, again, to me, it's so confusing because they've made the laws, you know, so that they have to be interpreted, that there is no clear interpretation of what's meant. And the laws overlap and they contradict each other and, you know, then you go to court and everything is procedure. You can't win, you know, against procedure in court. You know, the court, you know, tells you what you can and can't say. They determine the outcome before, you know, anybody hears any of the evidence. And this is a point I want to make. And these are the only two things that we have left to affect our own thing. The citizens have to learn that it's the ballot box and the jurors box that we have power. We have to vote these people out of office and get some fresh faces in there who don't know how to, you know, continually do all this. And we need to go to the ballot box and stop the IRS from robbing people. I mean, it only takes one juror to hang that jury, and effectively the IRS will not be able to prosecute anybody. Once people understand that this is the power that they have, the ballot box and the juror box, and they start using it, then everyone can challenge the IRS, knowing that when they go to court, that somebody, at least one of the jurors, is going to hang the jury, and they're not going to get convicted of, you know, tax violations. Mm-hmm. And this is the only way to hit these criminal, you know, renters, you know, who are taxing us in every possible way, is to hit them in the pocketbook and to cut off their source of funds.
Well, the sad thing is they have so much money as it is, I don't know how it's going to hurt them. I mean, in Florida, we have 67 counties with 72 maximum security prisons filled to the hilt. They're building 15 more prisons by private corporations. They're associating them to Chinese corporations building prisons in our country. And when I go to the store like Walmart here, the Super Walmart, it says garlic from China. I got the grocery manager over and I said, hey, I said, why are you selling us garlic from China? We can't grow China. We can't grow garlic in our own country. And I mean, it's just a mess to see the condition that the stupidity and the ignorance of our people. And it's just like, I mean, when we have people who are selling their own country out, I mean, it's greed. You know, how much money do you need? $52,000 for a birthday cake. I've never heard that. I mean, this is totally insane. And we've got unemployment here that's gone rampant. Houses foreclosing all over the place.
Well, look, you know, health care is the prime example of this. Now, you see, Bush, back in 2004, he gave us the, you know, Prescription Medicare Act, this $20 trillion unfunded liability. And the way it works is the communists, they spend all the money. They promise you something for nothing. You know, oh, you're going to get free prescriptions for life. Mm-hmm. And now they've promised 50 some trillion dollars that they don't have money to pay for these promises. So what are they going to do? Well, they're just going to print the money. They're going to debase the currency. Everyone who's on a fixed income, all the old people who saved and who are living on Social Security now, well, their Social Security benefit will just, it won't buy anything anymore. They'll just inflate and inflate and inflate the currency to pay for all these promises, which they had to make, they thought, to get elected. You know, because you can't speak because people, as you noted, you know, people are so dumbed down. I mean, I can't believe people bought this change and hope from Obama. They were so excited about it. I mean, oh, how idiotic. This guy hasn't done anything but go right on down the same road that we've been on. He hasn't changed a thing. It's business as usual, just that he's better at speaking. He's got more rhetoric than Bush. He's better at it. He's more believable.
I just don't know. It's just, you know, I just don't know what to say. America needs to, something needs to happen here. I mean,
well, in this latest Supreme Court decision about any corporation can give as much as they want, I mean, that's exactly the wrong way to go. We need to get back to inhabitants, as Jerry Kirk, you know, has notoriously declared himself an inhabitant, where he's not an IRS person, and he's not a resident, and he's not a resident alien, and, you know, these state and federal government don't have any jurisdiction. But in order to do that, you gotta have, you know, something in your back pocket to defend against these people. And that's what Jerry Kirk has explained, is that he knows of a case called Vernon Bounds versus Smith. And the case is about Vernon Bounds was in jail, and he sued the warden, Mr. Smith, for a law library. And the Supreme Court found in his favor. And so, you know, this is what he's been able to do up in Arkansas, is he's been able to go and talk to the local authorities. You know, he's declared that his automobile is a personal conveyance and that he does not drive. That is a commercial activity that he conveys from place to place. But he's put them on notice that if they, you know, if they take him to court, that he's got this case up his sleeve, that they'd have to put a $500,000 law library in every county jail. We've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We've been talking about the confusion of conflicting laws and the fraudulent concealment of the government. And just to give you a little background, fraudulent concealment refers to, you know, terms of a contract that aren't disclosed. For instance, you know, did you know that when you drive your car down the highway, that driving is a commercial activity, and that you've given your power of attorney to the dealership and when you ask them to get you your certificate of title. And, of course, the state takes title to your vehicle and then rents it to you on a yearly basis for the cost of your registration fee. And so in this way, you've given your power of attorney, you've given your rights away to another, and they've gone ahead and they've converted your right into a privilege. And now everyone just thinks, since that's the way it's always been, since most of us have been alive, that, well, that's just how it is. And, you know, that's all lawful and, you know, that's good. But, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. And, again, my guest from last week's show kind of showed us how to get around that jurisdiction. Oh, man, this first hour has just flown by. I'm going to take our second caller here. I want to let him know that we're going to have to go back to break here in just a couple of minutes, the on-the-hour break. Again, I'd like to thank the host, Darren Weeks, of the show that directly precedes ours, Govern America. Darren does a great job there. And caller Dave in Massachusetts, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, Phil. I guess I need a new battery in my cell phone. It's not taking a charge, so I think I'll get through the next couple of minutes. But can you hear me okay, Phil?
I hear you great. You sound fine, Dave. What's going on up in Massachusetts?
Phil, you know, I usually don't talk about abortion too much, but I just turned on your show, you know, about maybe a half an hour ago at the most, 25 minutes ago, and I heard you talking a little bit about abortion. But, you know, I happen to be in a famous Catholic shrine recently. And, you know, I don't label myself Roman Catholic or anything like that. Even though I was, you know, born into a Roman Catholic family, I don't put that label on myself now. But I was in this a famous Roman Catholic shrine recently, and I spent a couple of hours in there and everything. But at one point, I was in one of the little little sections of the shrine and everything. I was looking at a crucifix, and suddenly the Holy Spirit just impressed upon me, Phil. I mean, it's almost like I had a vision of a little baby on the cross being crucified. And, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, Phil. Essentially what the Holy Spirit impressed upon me was all these abortions. When we talk about, like, 50 million abortions in America, think of them as 50 million crucifixions of innocent little lambs, innocent little babies, in terms of the blood of the, in terms of their innocence, and in terms of the blood, and in terms of the pain. The Lord said, you know, it's when we commit those abortions, it's the same as crucifying him afresh, as crucifying an innocent little lamb.
Absolutely, it's a vicious and it's a cruel murder. You know, just by changing the name doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it lawful. And the fact that the state, you know, takes money from other people to pay for it, and this all stems back to our federal, you know, public schools and the educational system, you know, just say no to sex, you know, just don't have sex, just abstain from sex, you know, and that's all good and great until you touch yourself and realize how good it feels and you say, man, I don't want to do that once, I want to do that 1,000 times. So, I mean, it's unrealistic to think that human beings aren't going to have sex and that we should, you know, teach this, you know, abstain before marriage nonsense in the school system. It leads to the problem. You know,
right,
the problem
right,
is rooted in education. And we've got to go back to break. It's the end of the hour. Dave, thanks for your call. You're listening.